I was always interested in what was going to happen when we unwrapped those gifts. And I was excited to have the latest play set, the newest toy, sports equipment, a video game. I knew that there was something magical under the tree. But when I was young, there were two types of presents that I had no time for whatsoever. One was clothes. Never wanted clothes. And the second was books. I mean, who wants books for Christmas, right? We want the good stuff, right? We want the good stuff for Christmas. Now, I know books can be good. They can be cherished objects of great value. They can transport you away to a magical place. Yeah, but that's, you know, that's not what for Christmas is all about, right? And I know a nice set of clothes can make you feel good. And you get to that point in life where clothes for Christmas is a good thing. I'm there with my daughters right now. It seems like all that's under the tree is mostly clothes. But I wanted the good stuff, right? Wanted the good stuff under the tree. But perhaps I had it inside out, upside down, and totally backwards. One gift I received on a Christmas long ago was a copy of the Berenstain Bears book, Inside, Outside, Upside Down. You know the book? This is not the book, all right? I couldn't find my book because most of my books are packed away. Anybody know this book? Anybody read this book? Do you know this book at all? It's a fantastic book, if you can find it. But I got this for Christmas. When I got it for Christmas, let me tell you, wasn't very excited about it. Didn't think it was a very good Christmas gift. Now, my original copy, I don't know where it is anymore. I know I have a copy of it somewhere at the house because I know I bought it for my children. Probably for Christmas. Maybe that wasn't the greatest idea for me to do that. But the title, Inside, Outside, Upside Down, has kind of been sticking in my head during the season of Advent. Because I think at times we get this season all mixed up. We get it inside out, upside down, and totally backwards. You start asking the question, is the Advent season, what is it? Is it pre-Christmas? Is it a time just for introspection and anticipation before the celebration? Is it Lent light, where we focus on repentance? Is it about the second coming of Christ and the focus that we have and to be prepared? Is it something else? Is it all of these things? Well, perhaps the book Inside, Outside, Upside Down can help us a little bit. In that book, Small Bear, also known as Brother Bear, takes a trip to town, and he crawls inside a box that his papa takes outside. The box is then flipped upside down and packed on a truck, and as they rumble down the road, it ends up falling off, and Brother Bear pops out, runs home, and he calls out to Mama, "I made it to town, inside, outside, upside down." And it reminds me that most days I experience the same thing. I get things inside out, upside down, and totally backwards. And perhaps you do too. Next week, it's Christmas Eve. Many in the world have their attention focused on amassing treasure or pursuing earthly pleasures that have nothing to do with the story of the incarnation, of the coming of the Christ child. Society has this season all inside out, upside down, and totally backward as well. A red-suited saint, a boatload of gifts, with of course no clothes or books in them. And the most audacious light display, the biggest tree, the most presents under it. These are all things that have captivated our society. And we understand that oftentimes we have this season inside out, upside down, and totally backwards. Watching TV commercials, or heck, just the internet commercials when you're bopping around YouTube, you can even see a society broadcasting peace on earth, goodwill toward men. But it might be pretty hard to find peace, let alone goodwill, in this season. Peace is indeed elusive. And it's what God's people were seeking when the prophet Isaiah wrote the words of our text from Isaiah 61. You heard it read earlier. It's a famous passage from Isaiah. But during this time, exile was on the horizon for God's people. The Lord's chosen people had run after other gods. They had tried to satisfy their sinful desires. And time again, Isaiah comes to them. He begs and he pleads. He asks and he insists that the people stop their evil ways, to repent and to come back to the Lord. But did the people listen? They remained in their sin. Why? Because they had it inside out, upside down, and totally backward. Soon their hearts would be broken as they would become captives and prisoners. They would encounter great grief as they would be ripped from their homes. Their loved ones would die in the struggle. And in their sorrow, they would be clothed with sackcloth. They would spread ashes on their bodies, and their tears streamed down their faces. It would be a sad time for God's people indeed. And in the midst of this, the comforting words of the prophet echo. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prisons to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit. Those words were spoken to God's people when they needed to hear them, generations ago. And these words are spoken to you today because you need to hear them. Like the people in Isaiah's time, we have it inside out, upside down, and totally backwards. Some of you have had your hearts broken by bad decisions or selfish ambitions, perhaps a relationship gone wrong. Everyone in this room, including me, has been captive to sin and its power, and we are stuck in a prison of guilt, and we are shackled with shame, and don't think that you are not. Countless gathered here still feel the sting of death and the grief that never really seems to go away. While you try to make things look good on the outside as you try to deck the halls with boughs of jolly, on the inside, you're filled with sackcloth and ashes, and you try to hide the stream of tears that flow down your face. But the joy of Advent is that God is the one who turns all things inside out, upside down, and totally backwards. In this season, we see that he comes not inside of a box, but wrapped in frail flesh. He comes outside of the comforts of heaven to turn the world upside down. In fact, if you remember, Jesus uses these words from Isaiah 61 as he begins his ministry. As he sits down in the synagogue, Luke, the fourth chapter, tells us that he sits down and he says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor." And in the hearing of that, it was fulfilled. God, in his coming in Christ, brings good news to you. For Christ comes to heal your broken heart, to set you free from the prison of sin. He's here to comfort you in your grief, to put a crown on your head, to provide the oil of joy, to clothe you with praise because your name is written in his book. And he promises that he will bring you to heaven. In his coming, Christ turns mourning into joy, weeping into laughter, for the promised king does something totally backwards. He lives so that he might die. He exchanges his riches for your rags. He forgives your unforgivable acts to make you righteous, and he loves the most unlovable parts of you. You see, you cannot outsin his grace. You cannot do anything that will make him love you anymore. And you haven't done anything that will make him love you any less. He comes outside of you that he might take up residence inside of you and turn your life upside down for the better, because in him you are forgiven and free. And therefore, we can cry out with Isaiah, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation and has covered me with the robe of righteousness. So perhaps clothes, those coming from God, are not such a bad thing to get this Christmas season. And these words are found in the greatest book of all. It's a pretty good book that we have this Christmas season as well. So perhaps this clothes and books are not such a bad thing, for our Savior comes to town inside, outside, upside down. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, now and forever. Amen.